We hear in our gospel Jesus talking about how we're called to basically call someone out if they've sinned against us. Really an important element. And you kind of look at it like Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, then go and talk to him alone. Jesus doesn't say, if your brother sins against you, you may want to go and talk to him about the sin. In other words, Jesus is telling us, if our brother sins against us, we have really an obligation to talk to him about his sin. And we can't just say, well, I'm going to let that slide and not talk to him about that. Again, brothers is referring to both, you know, sisters and brothers here. So really, Jesus is saying that strong words, and it's like, why does he say this? Well, if you look at Matthew's gospel, an important element, just what happens just before this in Matthew's gospel, is Jesus talks about and tells the story of the one lost sheep. You know, the shepherd's got 100 sheep, and one of them strays. The shepherd leaves the 99 and goes and searches out for that lost sheep. And when the shepherd finds that lost sheep, the shepherd rejoices and is joyful because the sheep has been found and brought back into the fold. And Jesus refers to how the Heavenly Father really wants to save everybody. Everybody the Father wants to save. So if you think about that, if someone is sinning against us, they're breaking their relationship with the Lord. It could be mortal, serious enough. Their relationship with God is fractured. And so it's really important for us, if you know we really care about them, really to say, hey, this, you know, did you know that this happened? Did you know that you sinned against me? Because partly, someone might not necessarily know that they actually are sinning against us. Now, we have to be careful. Obviously, we're judging properly, but that can be part of the discussion that we have with them. You know, some people, they sin and they know that they've sinned against us, you know, and they apologize. Others sin against us, and it's like they don't apologize. So whether they know it or not, whether they sin against us, that's one thing. But sometimes there really is some animosity towards us. There's something that they have in their hearts that really, maybe they're angry at us or another emotion or something. Something's going on. So that's one of the reasons why we go and talk to them, because maybe there's something that we're doing that's certainly moving them to sin. We can't, you know, we can't cause anybody to sin. They have a choice, but we certainly can be aggravating the situation. And another element here, and that is if we don't tell the person that they're sinning against us, and you know, we say, well, we'll just wait. What can happen is maybe you've had this experience where someone, you tell them finally after it's been a while that they've been doing this to us, it's like they respond, why didn't you tell me sooner that this was happening? Why didn't you tell me sooner that this was a problem? Maybe you've had that experience. Kind of frustrating, you know, because again, they may not realize that this is happening. Or, you know, if we leave them in this sin, it can start creating a bad habit in them, right? Or what happens is, you know, as they continue to sin against us, we grow animosity in us, we get upset. It's just like we think in our heads, why are they doing this to me? And it can get us frustrated and angry. So really, that's an important element, to go and talk to our brother or sister about, you know, about this situation. And you know, it really is an act of love when we do that, to talk to them and say, hey, this is happening. And it helps us to grow in compassion, helps us to grow in mercy toward them. You know, maybe we're doing something, again, that's bothersome. And maybe, you know, hey, maybe I could have said that in a different way. Or again, it doesn't excuse a sin, but it can certainly help us help the situation so that, you know, it's not aggravating it. So that's another important element, to go and address that so it's not lingering. And also, sometimes, you know, we say something to someone, hey, they sinned against us, and we expect them suddenly to become perfect, right? It's like, hey, didn't I tell you that this was a problem? And they do it again? Again, we can't expect them to be perfect. And it's interesting, if you continue to read Matthew's gospel, right after this, Peter asked Jesus, how many times are we supposed to forgive our brother or sister? Jesus basically says, you're supposed to forgive them every single time, all the time. You're called to forgive your brother and sister. So it's, again, a reminder that the person, again, whether it might be a bad habit they have, that's why we want to call them out right away. You know, it's like, because it can generate a bad habit. Maybe in the past, though, someone hasn't told them, and it's just something that they're doing and they're used to. So by having us share that and say, hey, now this is problem here, having us share that, then they can work at it with God's grace. And over time, hopefully they get out of that. But we can't expect them to be perfect, right? Now, this is why in parents, you know, especially, it's most really important with your children. If you see, you know, a sin or a bad habit, really to correct them so they don't get deeper into that habit or that sin. I mean, that's the parents' important rule, really to guide the children. You know, some parents get frustrated with children because, well, why don't they do better? Well, they're children. I mean, this is why they're children. The parents are supposed to guide them and help them. You know, they're not perfect. So really important for us, really, to do that, to if someone sins against us, to correct them, and obviously in charity. Jesus then continues on, you know, if they don't listen to us, if they reject us, then bring two or three others. And this is important in the sense that, you know, sometimes there's emotions that go on in a relationship. You know, maybe there's anger and frustration, and on our part, you know, if we're pointing this out, there can be that too. So maybe we're not seeing something right and we're talking to this person. Maybe we're getting emotional. So when you bring someone else in, they can bring a different perspective. They can see some of these things and maybe point that out to us, point that out to the other person. Just help the situation have a different, you know, like a third opinion. So that's important. And then Jesus continues on, you know, if they don't listen to, you know, two or three other people, go to the church. And if they don't listen to the church, then basically treat them as you would a Gentile. It's like, okay, just let it go. If they're not open, if they're not listening, if they're not going to accept that, then you know, whatever we say, it's like it's just hitting against a wall. So we certainly just don't stop trying to do something. We certainly can pray for the individual, maybe make sacrifices for them. So this is, you know, just Jesus really sharing with us really how if there's someone who's lost or is off course, really for us important to share with them. It's like, hey, you're sinning against me, and help them to get back on course, back in growing relationship with the Lord.